This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with F5 Networks. Today we have on the line Joe Hicks, who's the product manager for web acceleration at F5 Networks, and we're going to be talking about enterprise CDN, or eCDN, content delivery networks, and how some of the costs can kind of vary because of bursts in traffic and how to manage that as well. Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what an eCDN is and why enterprises are using them and how they're managing them?
By all means. An eCDN is an enterprise content delivery network, and it's a solution for delivering content to remote and mobile users within a company or an enterprise, typically on their intranet. They're used for e-learning or for data that's delivered that's confidential or secure data. In this case, it's a combination of technologies that work together, a technology at the data center that makes sure that the origin website is available and running well, a solution at the edge in the remote office where people can connect and download content from the local device very quickly, and also a technology to be able to geolocate users to the best performing device to be able to connect and get the content as quickly as possible. There's a number of different benefits from this, both increased end-user performance as well as decreased bandwidth utilization, as well as decreased server CPU utilization and costs.
Well, that's the good side. Are there any downsides to it or any limitations on having that or building out that CDN?
Well, in the cases of using or renting a public CDN, different companies provide a managed service for this. There's some challenges specifically around variable costs. So typically there's a contract that's signed, but if there's an event that happens, and those events can be a few different things. One, a bad event where your business is in the news for a not-so-good reason, or even a good event. That good event can actually cost you a lot of money because the traffic bursts, and so do the costs. So there's a variable component to the costs as the traffic increases. That bill can be a big surprise to the financial side of the house and can be not such a good situation even if you've had a good event. There's also some concerns about exactly what constitutes a burst or what events. It's not just always good news stories or bad news stories. It could be denial of service attacks. Someone has targeted you for a security attack where they send a lot of traffic to your site and that traffic is actually served by the CDN and therefore charged to you. Also, if you have content that's highly dynamic, the users oftentimes check back in to see if any of the objects have changed. These are called conditional requests. Those conditional requests are actually also counted as hits. So based upon your application server, based upon your content, how dynamic your content is, the bills are oftentimes significantly higher and burst even higher because users are inadvertently checking back, the browsers are checking back for them, even if the users are not clicking.
So how does one who's managing a CDN sort of deal with those variations? Because it's got to be something where, you know, it's got to be some predictable cost in an organization unless, you know, that's what they're in for. But certainly there's got to be ways to manage that.
Well, there's a number of techniques and tools necessary to be able to control these variable costs. They range from being able to modify the applications and change all the content so that a number of actions don't happen. The other way to go and mitigate the cost is to be able to fix the application and change the nature of how it's served such that you still are serving fresh dynamic content, but that you eliminate some of the chattiness and conditional requests that happen typically with today's web applications.
Maybe you can talk about some of what F5 is offering in that area, because I know that web application delivery is F5's bread and butter. So what are some of the F5 solutions to this? I mean, we've talked about this over the various podcasts that we've had with F5 about dynamic caching, about, you know, server offload, all of these things that must all be able to tie in here with building out a CDN.
There's three main areas of functionalities or technologies that are used to be able to reduce these costs. The first area, of course, is network offload. The second is server offload. But the most important area is application offload. We call it intelligent browser referencing. The ability to make it so that the browser no longer sends conditional requests for content that is truly static and that is not changing, while at the same time maintaining freshness, is a key tenet of intelligent browser referencing, along with the idea that the content that's served is oftentimes considered dynamic, but it's not truly dynamic content. Oftentimes it's deterministically static. So being able to properly understand and properly be able to fix the application by understanding both the browser and the server's characteristics, you can make it so that these variable costs are not received because of the fact that the content is not served over and over and over again.
So it's using the same content, but really using it in a much more intelligent way, at least from the delivery network's point of view.
By all means, on the wire, being able to change the data, the structure slightly, just to be able to go and leverage the synergies between the server and the browser, but without changing the browser, without downloading anything, without needing to change the application, so that you can get these kind of variable cost reductions and even bandwidth savings without having to change anything in your environment.
I think that's tied into the Big IP Web Accelerator. Is that right?
That's correct. The Big IP Web Accelerator is the core technology that delivers the intelligent browser referencing.
So if folks would like to find out a little bit more about the Big IP Web Accelerator, as well as some of these issues around content delivery network build-out, let's give the website where people can go for more information.
Sure. It's www.f5.com. And I encourage you to download some white papers on dynamic caching and intelligent browser referencing.
All right. Joe Hicks is the product manager for web acceleration at F5 Networks. Joe, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks, Michael.